Have you had to tell someone you've got an STI?
I said to you that I had done this chat on late night radio many years ago when I was doing really late nights, and I was like, it's probably not suitable for breakfast, and you went, yeah, it is.
I think so. I think we've done a lot worse than this recently.
I mean, it's real life, isn't it?
It's real life. And you know what? Again, this is the show where you can trust us. You come on for a topic like this, it's a responsible chat, and we're genuinely interested in your stories about how you told someone, or maybe you were the person on the other side of it being told.
Yeah, because mad respect for those who tell others, because if you don't, oh, it's just rife, isn't it? It's a problem.
We do have some callers here. Kieran in Wanneroo, good morning. So you found out that you had an STI.
I did. A pap test told me.
Oh, so you didn't even, the person didn't tell you?
No. I don't even know whether he knew. I had to tell him.
Oh, okay. So the results came back in a screening, and then how did you tell him? Was it someone that you had been with a few times? Were you like in a relationship or?
He had been my husband, but at the time was ex-husband.
Oh, no.
Wow, Kieran. Okay. Is there more to that?
Oh, well, of course there's always more, but he was a cheater for most of our marriage, you see.
Oh, no.
Sorry to hear that, Kieran. Okay. And is this the way that you found out?
Yes, with the pap test, yes.
No, as in, like, not the STI, but found out, like, he was a cheater and all of that sort of stuff.
Oh, no. I'd found that out earlier.
So I guess, was it a bit easier to tell him because you would have been furious, I guess? Was it just like a, well, here's another, you know, kick in the guts, thanks very much?
Well, to me, it was a kick in the guts, but I didn't know where he was or a number at the time. I had to send a letter via someone else.
What? So did he? How did he handle it? Did he hear back? Did you hear back from him?
I have no idea. I don't even know whether he ultimately got the letter. So you know, there were probably others he should have told.
I only had
to tell one person.
How long ago was this, Kieran?
Oh, more than 25 years now.
And you've never, to long this time. Day, you've never bumped into him again, never spoken to him again, and that's never come up?
Well, no, it's never come up. He has had contacted me a while ago, but it never came up, no. Didn't think about it.
Wowee.
I got over it.
Well, you know,
clearly.
That's the thing. Like, you're already fuming at that point, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good on you for at least trying to reach out. See, that's the thing. There were obstacles in the way.
Yeah.
And Kieran still went, okay, I'll get as far as writing a letter. I mean, you're basically sending a homing pigeon at this point, aren't you? Like, I've run out of all the other options.
Michael in Belden, good morning and thanks for your call. So you're the one that has an STI and you've told people.
Yes. When I first got together with my ex-wife, after a couple of weeks of dating, I built up the courage and told her that, yes, I have STI, I've got herpes. And she goes, oh, really? Well, so do I. And we both had it prior to the relationship. And we were together for 14 years, and then I got back out on the dating scene, and I was worried about telling other people, the women that I was with. And after the first person I told was really like, oh, no, we can work through that because, you know, there's drugs you can take to help suppress it, and, you know, it's not always there. So and you know when it's coming up because you can feel it and stuff like that. So it actually helped me go, oh, okay, cool.
What do you mean you can feel it? I'm not familiar. Like, what do you mean?
Okay, so herpes, you have this tingling before you have an outbreak, basically.
Right.
So it starts feeling a bit itchy, and then you get the sores, and then once you have the sores, you're contagious.
I remember the old Zyrax ads back in the day.
Yeah, it's like
when you feel the tingle.
Same thing as like a cold sore.
More open to all the girls that I was starting to date, and now I'm with my current girlfriend who accepted it and we're working through it.
So. Michael, do you reckon that, like, having these kind of conversations have helped that sort of thing, where people understand it's a bit more common? Because I would imagine absolutely. In the beginning that's really scary, having to tell a person.
Well, when you think about it, one in six people have herpes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And so definitely talking about it allows people to get rid of the stigma, I guess.
Yeah, and then, you know, you can say to your partner, look, I've got an outbreak coming up. Let's just not do anything for the next week or two. And you go to the doctor, you get your medication, and it helps get rid of it quickly.
And there's a lot of people out there going longer than a week or two most times anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, mate, you're a regular caller to us and appreciate you listening, but also appreciate you just jumping in on this to let us know your story, man. Thanks a lot.
No worries. My pleasure.
There you go. So
maybe you can do this at breakfast.
Yeah, you got any others? You got any others up your sleeve?